Welcome back to the Oakland radio program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we conclude our study this morning as we talk about who Jesus is. We've talked each day about a different thing that Jesus is to us. We talked Monday about how Jesus is our rock, and that he is a rock in times of trouble and good times, and we can lean on him. Tuesday we talked about Jesus being our Savior and how that without him we have nothing. Wednesday we talked about Jesus being our Redeemer, and that by him being our Savior, he is also our Redeemer, because through his blood we can have remission of sins and we can be bought back by his blood. We were separated from God, but through his blood we can have redemption. Yesterday we talked about Jesus being King. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he is the ruler of all, not from a physical standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint. He has established his kingdom in heaven, and that one day, if we have remained faithful, that we can spend eternity with him, worshiping him, the Almighty God, and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We conclude our study this morning and this week with one more thought for today, and that is that Jesus is our friend. When we think about friendship, I don't know what comes to your mind, but when I think about a friend, I think about someone who's there in good times and bad, there to support you, build you up, lift you up, rebuke you when you've done wrong, and that's exactly who Jesus is. When we think about friendship, in 2 Corinthians the 8th chapter, in verse 9, it says that, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich." We see that where Jesus was, we think about him being in heaven, and then him changing his whole course and coming to this earth. He was rich in heaven, came to earth, made himself poor so that we might be rich. That he made that sacrifice for us so that we might have a hope in heaven one day to be with him for all eternity. And that I don't know what else spells friendship other than that. We sing the song in our songbook sometimes, and the title of the song is "Do You Know My Jesus?" It says, "Have you a heart that's weary, tending a load of care? Are you a soul that's seeking rest from the burden you bear? Where is your heart, O pilgrim? What does your light reveal? Who hears your call for comfort when naught but sorrow you feel? Who knows your disappointments? Who hears each time you cry? Who understands your heartaches? Who dries the tears from your eye? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard he loves you and that he will abide till the end?" Jesus will be there through the thick and the thin of it all. And that's what being a friend is. Jesus is our friend. Let's look at John chapter 15. John the 15th chapter. In verse 13. Starting in verse 9, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay one's life for his friends." And that's what Jesus did. He laid down his life for his friends, for us, for me, for you. We sing the song titled, "I Have Found a Friend in Jesus." I'll read a couple of verses from that to help gather our thoughts on thinking about how what a friend Jesus is. "I found a friend in Jesus. I found a friend, oh such a friend. He loved me ere I knew him. He drew me with the cords of love, and thus he bound me to him. And round my heart still closely twined those ties which naught can sever. For I am his, and he is mine, forever and forever." That Jesus is our friend. And we conclude this morning looking at Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 12. Where it says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him." Talking about that. When we think about friendship, we should be able to have complete faith in them and confidence in them. And we can do that in Jesus and come with boldness to the throne, asking him, pleading with him with any of our thoughts, anything that's on our hearts and on our minds, we can come to Jesus. That's what being a friend is. We sing also the song that what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hope that what we've talked about has been beneficial to you this week. If you're looking for a place to worship, we'd love to have you at the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We'd love to have you at any of our worship services at 9:30 and at 5 o'clock on Sundays, and then Wednesdays at 7. Hope everyone has a blessed weekend, and we look forward to talking to you again. Thanks.